Triple M, Good Times, Greatest Hits. We've got the footy coming up for you shortly, but let's talk movies on the drive home. I don't even know why I've got this bloke on with me. Bruce Hatfield, the Goose, is a North Melbourne fan. Beat my Dockers by 1 point last weekend. What are you doing here, Goose? I shouldn't be anywhere near you.
Well, I was half expecting maybe this might be the last movie chit-chat I'll be having until hopefully, theoretically, you guys beat us down the track. But I really didn't think we would beat you guys over there just quietly.
One miserable point. Yeah. And, of course, everyone this week's only thinking about the derby between, you know, Frio and the Eagles. Fife is out again. And I had a comment come through the other day saying, no Fife, no chance. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, that's a tough one.
It's charming. Now, we're talking movies here. And again, you've got Bash 'em Up, Crash 'em Up. Looks fantastic. But is there any sort of story, any plot line that is, you know, overly interesting for 2 hours for Dungeons and Dragons?
Plot line, look, I think they're going to loosely based on the game. And I think they are going to try and basically catch up. Get some of the pie from Dungeons and Dragons from Stranger Things, because that really reinvigorated people getting into the board games. And I think it's got Chris Pine. Look, he's a good-looking rooster. You got Michelle Rodriguez from Fast and Furious. Whether it's going to regenerate another 15 films after this, I'm guessing probably not. And I think it's going to be just a small screen only for this one.
Okay, so you want to give us an overview of it?
Oh, it's because I never played the game, I couldn't give you a 100% overview, but it's the very, very typical good versus evil. They've always got some special superpowers. There's always the goofy guy in it. Nothing goes to plan. Everything seems to fall into place, and he gets the girl at the end. I think that's pretty much it.
Sounds like about 2.5 popcorns out of 5 for you, am I right?
Absolutely. 2.5 on a good day.
Oh, good. Whoops. We talked last week about Shazam, Fury of the something or other. Is this Dungeons and Dragons thing same thing? Looks good on the screen, but, you know, no one's going to thank the Academy?
It's going to be very, very much that way. The first one was a bit of a giggle. I thought, oh, this will be okay. But as we, you know, we touched on, they're just thinking more is better, but more is actually not better. And this really is struggling at the box office. No one's really interested in it. They've got the typical all wait till next. They always have a teaser at the end, which I was very surprised to see. John Wick Chapter 4 actually had a teaser at the end of that. So I don't know whether they're going down that Marvel DC franchise that, oh, we can make another 11 films out of this because the teasers only lead on what's going to happen. But I don't know. They should have left it at John Wick 2.
Well, you went and saw Number 4 again, didn't you, for your birthday? And by the way, happy birthday for the other day. Was it any better the second time around?
Oh, well, second time around, I found because it was such a long film, I knew and I could go to the toilet for a quick wee because the break. It's a three-hour film. And they're getting, by the time you have a beer, you go, I can't hold on this long as I'm getting older now, mate. I reckon with movies this long, they should almost be providing catheters.
Yes, the years are catching up on us, aren't they? And then next week, we've got Super Mario Brothers. So in a way, that's another sort of kind of superhero thing, isn't it?
Yeah, they're really cashing in on the board games. They're really well, this is actually, I think, from the original Super Mario Brothers. This is actually a 40-year-old game. So I don't doubt there'll be kids that are 6 watching, then there'll be dads that are going to be 46 watching and going, I remember when this came out. And there'll be granddads probably going, I played this when I was a kid. So look, it may have a lot of appeal for all generations. But, you know, it's all the voices of Chris Pratt, Anya Taylor-Joy. There's a bit of Seth Rogen, a bit of Hugh Grant. I hope he's a little bit better behaved than when he's in The Gentleman and some of his other English films and keeps some of the other words to, I hope the C word is now car crash and nothing else.
Oh, no. I hate that. That popped up in Succession this week, and I went,
oh, did it?
Yeah. Twice, I think, it was in the script, and I just went, oh, no, I don't like that one at all.
Americans don't really throw that word around that often, too. So when they do it, you go, oh, wow, this is a bit serious.
Yeah.
The bombs throw it around like poo and bugger. But when the Yanks throw it in, you go, oh, okay, this is it certainly does get your attention, for sure.
We don't like that one. Hey, listen, there's some good stuff at the movies. We'll talk again next week, but it'll have to be before because we've got the big Easter break coming up, so we'll find out if there's anything worth the price of the popcorn there. Goose, thank you again for being with us, and you have a great 7 days, my friends.
Always a pleasure, Pip. Take care and look after yourself, mate.
Be good. Bruce the Goose Hatfield. And in case you missed any of the details there, we'll pop it up onto the Listener app, LISTNR. Just search for The Drive Home.